You're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and advice from the leading experts on growing a successful membership business.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the Membership Geeks Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Morrison, one of those pesky membership geeks. And today we're going back to basics. We're going to do a little bit of a deep dive into what a membership actually is. Now, we encounter a lot of people who come across our stuff, they listen to the podcast, they're considering joining a membership site, but they're still not 100% on what a membership actually is and how it compares to other types of business models, how it might differ. Some people think things like an online directory as a membership. So it can be a little bit confusing if you're new to this world. Now, if you're listening thinking, well, Mike, I've had my membership for a decade. Obviously, I know what a membership is. Thing is, there'll be people in your audience who don't know what a membership is. It's quite a ubiquitous term, and it can mean all sorts of different things. So while you might fully understand what a membership is, how it differs from other types of products, this episode could also be useful for you to find clarity in how you actually explain what a membership is to your potential audience, or if you're ever asked this question. So whatever stage of the journey you're in, whether you're very new to the whole idea of memberships and you're still a little foggy on what a membership is and isn't, or whether you've been running one for years, this episode is going to be useful to you. Because as we said, the term membership is broad, it is ubiquitous, it can mean all sorts of different things, and it gets used by people for all sorts of different things, some incorrect. If you have a Facebook account, you're a member of Facebook. If you're on a dating app, you have a membership to that dating app. You have membership associations out there in the real world, meeting up in social clubs and stuff like that. People have membership to book clubs or wine of the month clubs. It's just such a broad catch-all word for being part of something, having an account somewhere, signing up for something. So it's important to clarify what a membership is and what a membership means in the context of online business models, the way we use it, the way people in the online business world use it, what it is and what it isn't. Now, personally, you may pick up on this sometimes. I try to use the term online membership, or at the very least membership website, to give it a little bit more of a distinction, but still we're talking about membership. So what is an online membership? Well, obviously it's primarily web-based. That's where the online part comes from. So people will pay money, usually on a subscription basis, for access to one or more of what we call the three C's: content, coaching, and community. The content is usually e-learning. The coaching is typically done on a one-to-many basis. And the community is usually a discussion forum or a social media group, like a Facebook group. There's typically no restriction on member numbers, which is a big differentiator between a membership and something like a group coaching program or mastermind, where there's a limit to how many people could participate. And the end product that's been sold is what's inside the membership itself, what's delivered via the membership. So that would exclude the likes of discount clubs or reward schemes and so on. You often hear the word membership in relation to those, but in online business terms, there's something very different. Similarly, things like directory websites where you pay a fee to have your profile listed and searchable, those wouldn't class as an online membership either. Again, it's a totally different model. Yes, the similar characteristics. Yes, people pay money, usually subscription-based, in order to have an account where they can log in and get some perk or benefit. But that's not an online membership. It's a directory website. And obviously things like SaaS, so software as a service, streaming services, those kind of things, they wouldn't fall under this banner either. Same as kind of service-based retainers, where people pay X amount per month and they get a certain amount of hours of you designing something or writing something for them. Same for traditional membership associations, where the actual deliverables are offline and in person and the online side isn't a big part of what they do. So online membership, we're typically talking about a website where people pay for access to a combination of gated content, access to expertise with that coaching element, and or a private community, and where that payment is typically subscription-based and generally priced around $15 to $40 for B2C topics, $30 to $80 for B2B, give or take. So it's still pretty broad, and that allows for a wide range of different product offerings in terms of what the membership and the members actually get. But hopefully that narrows it down a little and gives a bit more clarity on what an online membership is and, more importantly, isn't. Or certainly what we're referring to and what others are talking about when they discuss membership websites or online membership businesses. Now, a question that we do often get asked is, well, what's the difference between a membership and a subscription? Surely they are the same thing. And the terms subscription and membership are often used interchangeably, but there is a very big difference between the two. A subscription is simply a financial model, a method of paying that indicates that someone's paying some sort of recurring, automatically billed fee. It's a type of transaction, a type of financial arrangement, a billing arrangement. You might pay a subscription fee for things like your online banking, Amazon Prime, or even your window cleaner. Whereas a membership, on the other hand, is much more than just a transaction. A membership is where you bring people together over their common interest, topic, or cause. You might be a member of a local church, an online book club, the Grumpy Cat Appreciation Society. Now, subscription and membership do often go hand in hand, and online memberships definitely will go hand in hand with subscriptions. Most memberships will charge people on a recurring basis with a subscription. But both can and do exist separately. There are plenty of subscription sites without memberships or without a membership component, and there are memberships without a subscription component. You get membership sites that are free, membership sites that are pay-as-you-go, some that use a credit-based system, memberships where you pay for access for a fixed period of time, and then if you want to continue, you make another manual payment, so you're not actually billed on a recurring basis. There's no subscription. And of course, memberships where you pay a one-time fee and you get lifetime access. None of these would involve subscriptions, and yet they are still all online memberships. So a subscription is just a payment arrangement, a way to collect the recurring payments needed, in most cases, for continued access to a membership. The two go hand in hand for the vast majority of online memberships, but they are separate things. You don't need to have one in order to have the other. When someone tells you to have a subscription business, they don't mean memberships. When someone tells you to start a membership, it doesn't have to include a subscription billing component. So that's that question hopefully put to bed. They usually go hand in hand, but they are two different pieces of the puzzle. Now, another big question that does get asked of us a lot, what's the difference between an online course and a membership? Aren't online courses basically the same as memberships, or just a type of membership? Now, there are definitely shared characteristics between a typical online course and a typical online membership site, but they are very different types of products. Courses are generally one-off purchases for either lifetime or a fixed term access without any recurring element, which you generally find with the membership model. An online membership will typically have new content and new deliverables added on an ongoing basis, whereas a course will usually be a completed product, a finished product, which doesn't get added to, it doesn't get changed. Or if it does get updated, quite often people will update their online courses every couple of years, then sometimes, or often in the online space, you then need to pay again to get the latest version. There usually isn't much in the way of coaching or community with an online course either. Or if there is, it's usually for a limited period of time while the course is being delivered live, as opposed to a core ongoing feature that will always be there. The price point is usually different too. The typical model for a signature course online sees them priced at around $2,000, usually only available for enrollment once or twice a year, and delivered with some element of live support over the course of 2 to 3 months. Anyone who's ever signed up to the mailing list for any of the supposed big names in the online business space, you will know this model. You will see the $2,000 course that's only available for this 1 week of a year, where all of their friends pile on and email you and tell you to join as well. Like, that is the common model for online courses. Now, some of these courses do then feed into a membership. for after people have completed the course, so they can work well together. And we do have a podcast all about selling memberships and courses together that's worth looking up. But there are distinctly different types of products that are priced, delivered, and consumed in different ways. Now, we're talking here about courses as a product, not as a type of content. That distinction is important. You can have a signature course or many smaller courses inside your membership as part of your core deliverables, but they'll usually be supplemented by other content along with the coaching and the community support too. And often, if you do have one of these big, beefy signature courses as part of your $50 a month membership, quite often you'll adjust how it's delivered to better fit the membership model and employ techniques like drip feeding for the course content rather than giving it all to people in one go. But as a type of product, an online course is definitely different to an online membership. So hopefully this has given a little bit of clarity. If you've ever found yourself asking, what's the difference between a membership, a subscription, an online course? What even is an online membership? Is Netflix a membership? Is Amazon Prime a membership? Is my gym membership? It's got the word membership in it. Is it the same model? Very different things when it comes to the actual business model, method of delivery, and what people like us mean when we say the word membership. And even if you've not been asking yourselves this question, now hopefully you're better equipped if you have people in your audience who aren't sure on what a membership is when you are trying to sell it to them, who need that clarity, who need that explanation, who don't know the difference. Hopefully this helps you in nailing your messaging and getting clearer about what an online membership is and how it differs from a lot of the other things that quite often get referred to as memberships or have the word membership in the language people use to talk about them. Hopefully you found this useful. It's funny, we're approaching like 400 episodes. We've never done like a basic episode on what actually is a membership. So, you know, better late than never. Hopefully you found this useful. I'll be back again soon with another episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast. Bye for now. If you enjoyed this week's episode of the Membership Geeks Podcast, we invite you to check out membershipacademy.com. Membership Academy is the original membership about memberships, and it's the essential resource for anyone at any stage of starting, growing, and running a successful online membership business. Whether you're still trying to figure out what your idea is going to be and you need some help making it a reality, or whether your website is already up and running and you're looking for ways to grow and attract new members, then Membership Academy can help you to get to the next level. Not only do you get access to our step-by-step membership roadmap, our extensive training library, and exclusive member-only discount and tools, you'll also become part of our supportive, active community of membership owners that will help you along the way in your journey with feedback, encouragement, and advice. All of this and more make Membership Academy the number one place to be for anyone looking to start, manage, and grow a successful membership business. Check it out and join the community at membershipacademy.com.